Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
Strike ball, and here comes the pitch. Strike three!
That is hammered into left.
Okay, let's get to it.
We're contenders now.
My job is to be a professional goofball.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you. It's the bottom of the ninth in our ballpark figure series, our look behind the scenes at the characters that make the big show happen. And our next guest can change the mood of an entire ballpark with just one note. All right, maybe it takes a few notes. Matthew Kaminsky is the organist for the Atlanta Braves, but he's a Cubs fan raised near Wrigley Field, which happens to be the ballpark that introduced the organ for the first time during breaks of play back in 1941. Well, today, he uses Braves fans to help him psych out visiting hitters as they step to the plate. And I spoke to Matthew about the power of having thousands of ears on you while their eyes are on the ball.
We were playing the Mets 3 years ago or so. I believe he plays first base now, but he was an outfielder. Lucas Duda coming up to the plate, and I guess I have two options there. I could either go with Camptown Races, Duda, Duda, or I could go with Zippity Duda. But for some reason, one of those nights, the fans were really into Camptown Races. We had a long rain delay that certain game where when play resumed, the whole stadium, which after the rain delay was maybe 20,000 or so, was singing along, doo-da, doo-da. I don't think Lucas was very happy about that one.
All right, so making fun of Lucas Duda's name is one thing, but I heard that when Alex Rodriguez came up to the plate at Turner Field, A-Rod, and was reputed to be dating Madonna, you played Material Girl.
Yeah, that stuff like that, when there's a certain situation or a certain rumor involved, if it's harmless enough, it's free reign.
What did you do to Tim Lincecum, the pitcher?
So Tim Lincecum was, I guess, busted on certain drug charges. So I played a little Puff the Magic Dragon, which got a laugh from people who knew.
All right, Matthew, but what are you going for when you do that? Are you trying to entertain the fans and give them a laugh, or are you trying to get under Tim Lincecum's skin and maybe take some of the sink out of that slider?
I really don't think it gets underneath the batter's skin. I sometimes will see a player chuckle, like Jason Wirth. He likes to sport a beard, and he looks pretty similar to Jesus. So I play Jesus Is Just All Right. So sometimes you see a little bit of a chuckle, but really for me, it's really to entertain the fans. Through my Twitter account, they'll often request a song. So they really enjoy it when I could play a song that they have requested.
You mentioned Jason Wirth. Of course, now he plays right field for my Washington Nationals. He does have the big beard. I hate to give you ammunition, but Jason Wirth was busted driving about 103 miles an hour and had to go to jail over the summer.
Yeah. So, you know, and my Twitter followers told me about it that day.
All right. So what are we going to hear when Wirth comes to the plate at Turner Field this year?
I haven't figured that out yet, but I was thinking there's a Sammy Hagar song.
I Can't Drive 55. I was just thinking the same thing. I better not hear it from you. I don't want to hear it.
But you know what? A lot of times it's funny how I get credit a lot of times for when the opposing team hits a home run or something. So if I play that song and Wirth hits a home run, it seems like the Nationals fans kind of rub it in my face.
So I got to say, thinking about the career opportunities of an organist really these days, it seems to be church on the weekends or maybe Wednesday night, hockey arenas, of which there aren't that many in this country, and baseball parks, really. Are there? You're one of the lucky ones.
I believe only roughly half of the baseball teams have organists. I believe basketball has some organists, but I think for traditional organ sounds, I think baseball and hockey are the most popular ones.
Do you see yourself as holding on to a tradition of American music, or are you just a guy who plays ditties at the ballpark?
I consider myself someone who's keeping the tradition of baseball organ alive. When you're a kid and you go to the ballpark, you remember hearing the organ played. I want people to still remember that the sound of the organ is also the sound of baseball.
And you're a lifelong Cubs fan, right? You play for the Braves, but you root for the Cubs.
Yeah, I grew up a Cubs fan. And, you know, since Wrigley was so prominent with Oregon, ballparks these days are more of an experience for the fan and for just even the general public rather than just watching the baseball game.
At the same time, we can at least say that Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the seventh inning stretch, I mean, that has to be Oregon. We always know if that's not Oregon, we have a problem. Am I right?
Yeah, you know, I've played that over 400 sometimes. I love playing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and it's really cool to, you know, have 30, 40, 50,000 people singing along with you playing the organ. You don't get that anywhere else.
Matthew Kaminsky plays the organ at Turner Field for the Atlanta Braves. And that's the ball game for our Ballpark Figures series. We want to thank Kyle McCauley for his work on the series all this week and all our various characters who took part. If you want to hear the entire series in one easy sitting, check out the Takeaway Weekender on Saturday. It's available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ground. Buy me some peanuts and some Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Cause in the root, root, root for the home team. And if they don't win, it's a shame.